busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Gableman investigation that's being conducted at your expense. It's going to go into the millions. Started out at $44,000 for him, and then it went to $11,000 a month indefinitely. Then it went to $676,000, and now the gloves are off. As long as it takes, it's up to him. $11,000 a month to him, $20,500 to his staff, who apparently aren't doing anything because they're supposed to produce documents and they haven't produced documents. There's no reports, not clear what they're doing. I think they sit around, drink coffee, and talk to each other at your expense. Going to go into the millions now. It's going to go into the millions. In any event, he has issued subpoenas, a lot of subpoenas. He's issued subpoenas to five mayors in Wisconsin, the five largest cities with Democratic votes, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha. People have produced documents. He claims they're insufficient. Went to court to try to put the mayors of Madison and Green Bay in jail. Then he came crawling back into court and said he didn't mean it. This clown is burning up our tax dollars, clowning around. He has subpoenaed Voces de la Frontera, an immigrant right group, Latino group, know the people involved, nice people, good people. And he wants all of their documents, including documents that they are going to submit or did submit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court with their version of fair maps. That has nothing to do with the election. He's simply trying to get intelligence for Voss and the Republicans to see how they can refute things. And this is being done at your expense. This is being done at taxpayer expense. Well, one of the subpoenas he issued subpoenas to voting machine companies, including Dominion. But another one is called Election Systems and Software, ESS. It's a Nebraska company. And they make voting machines and software, just like Dominion. The funny thing is, Dominion subpoenaing and the right wing is all saying, well, there's something wrong with them. They sold voting machines in largely rural areas that voted for Trump, not in the urban areas that voted Democratic. They're attacking their own voting machines that showed wide margins for Trump. They don't know what they're doing, but ESS just came back and they said to Gableman, drop dead. We are not going to produce anything. We're in Nebraska. You are illegitimate. Who are you, Gableman? What, are you elected to something? No. Oh, you were appointed by what? By the speaker of a gerrymandered legislature? Where's your written contract? Oh, it expired December 31. Oh, it was renewed verbally. Oh, then there's some codicil that was written. And no, we're not going to clown around like this. That's not legitimate. If a court sends it, fine, we comply with court subpoenas. And by the way, the law is that if you want to take a deposition of somebody out of state or you want their documents, you've got to go there and get them in the state system. In the federal system, if a grand jury is convened in Newark, New Jersey, they can subpoena somebody from Milwaukee and they have to travel to Newark, New Jersey. But if even a state court subpoenas somebody or orders them to do something or give a deposition or produce documents, they have the right to do it in Nebraska if it's a legitimate subpoena. And ESS has said this is not legitimate. Voces de la Frontera has also said it's not legitimate and they're litigating it. And the mayors he wanted to throw in jail are litigating it and saying they're not legitimate. And those are all pending. And as part of some of those lawsuits, Voss and Gableman are required to turn over documents. They were required to turn them over in November and they blew it off. There was a January 24th, last Monday, this Monday, hearing. And the judge says, wait a minute, how come there are no documents? You're spending all this money. You traveled to Arizona to study the Cyber Ninja operation. There's no documents about the trip, no report, not even a copy of the airline ticket, nothing. There's nothing. You say you're going to put in regular reports, weekly, monthly reports. Where are they? Where are they? And the lawyer representing Gableman and Voss said, well, your directive, Your Honor, went to Voss. He appointed Gableman as his agent. And Gableman appointed me as his lawyer. So I gave Gableman a copy of your order. And then I never followed up, never talked to him, didn't explain what he should do. And Gableman gave me these few documents, these three or four documents. So here they are. So you can't get Voss because he selected an agent who selected another agent. And we're going to appeal the case in the federal rules of arithmetic, pull the slip knot, and you're gone. That's basically what he said. This judge didn't put up with that. She set another hearing, told them what they had to do. You cannot get rid of a court order by appointing an agent who appoints another agent and none of them do anything. And then you say, I appointed an agent. That is not lawful. That is a fraud on the court. Voss can be fined up to $2,000 a day. Apparently he should be. He's blowing this off. He's not accounting for the money he's wasting. But I have a core question here, a very core question. How much longer are we going to pay for this clown show? When they are fighting with a Nebraska company demanding that they produce documents and presumably demanding that they sit for a custodian deposition, the custodian of the documents, are they going to fight over location? ESS doesn't want to come to Brookfield in a star chamber and a locked in a room with no witnesses. Gableman wants to litigate that. Gableman wants to litigate everything because Gableman's making a lot of money. Every month this goes on, he's getting 11 grand from the taxpayers. Every month this goes on, his staff are getting 20,500. Hired a data analyst for a little over 300 grand. This is all taxpayer money. They essentially have an IV into the taxpayer's bank account, into the general fund. And it just flows into Gableman's arm and the arm of his staff. They just tap in. This isn't right. This should have been something that was passed as a bill where the governor could look at it and veto it. And if they override, frankly, good. If they don't, that's too bad. And if they say, look, we want to have a very discreet look at this election, here are the parameters, here's the amount of money, and that's it. We have a budget. They didn't do that. It's not right that a partisan gerrymandered legislator or a speaker just gets into the taxpayer bank account and takes whatever he wants with no limits, none whatsoever, for as long as he wants. Gableman gave a talk up to the Chippewa County Republican Party. He said, I'm going to be spending a lot more money. He wasn't even subtle about it. He didn't say we have a lot more work to do. He's not doing any work. I'm going to be spending a lot more money. I bet you are. You think about this, everybody out there. If you had a gig, it's not even full time. 11 grand a month, you could make it last as long as you wanted. You could do whatever you wanted. You didn't have to produce documents. And you could simply think about it, and you had a staff, and you got 11 grand a month, they got 20 grand a month, and that could go on as long as you wanted. What would you do? I know what I'd do. I'd pull the plug right away, but a lot of people wouldn't. This is wrong. You're simply raiding the taxpayers. And now they're going to fight with a Nebraska company to make them come to Brookfield, which they don't have to do. That's ridiculous. Going to break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.